Hello and welcome to Concept Media Podcast with me, Ibrahim Salas Nasser. Today, I'm going to talk about the life of Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln was an American statesman and lawyer who served as the 16th President of the United States of America from the year 1861 to 1865. Lincoln led the nation through the American Civil War, the country's greatest moral, constitutional, and political crisis. He succeeded in preserving the Union, abolishing slavery, volunteering the federal government, and modernizing the U.S. economy. Lincoln was born into poverty and log cabin as was raised on the frontier, primarily in Indiana. He was self-educated and became a lawyer, Whig Party leader, Illinois state legislator, and U.S. congressman from Illinois. In the year 1849, he returned to his law practice but became vexed by the opening of the educational lands to slavery as a result of the Kansas, Nebraska. He entered politics in the year 1854, becoming a leader in the new Republican Party, and reached a national audience in the year 1858 debates against Stephen Douglas. Lincoln ran for president in 1860, sweeping the North in victory. Pro-slavery elements in the South equated his success with the Northern's rejection of the right to practice slavery, and the Southern states began seceding from the Union to ensure its independence. The new Confederate state fire on Fort Sumter, a U.S. fort in the South, and Lincoln called of force as forces to suppress rebellion and restore the Union. As the leader of moderate Republicans, Lincoln had navigated a contentious array of factions with the friend and opponent of both sides. War Democrats rallied a large faction of former opponents into his moderate camp, but they were countered by radicals, Republicans, who demanded harsh treatment on the South traitors and to our Democrat. Despite him, an irreconcilable pro-Confederate element floated his assassination. Lincoln managed the functions by exploiting the natural enmity, by carefully disturbing political patronage by the appealing to U.S. people. His Gettysburg Address became a historic clarion call for nationalism, republicanism, equal rights, liberty, and democracy. Lincoln scrutinized the strategy and tactics in the war effort, including the selection of generals and the naval blockade of the South trade. He suspended habeas corpus and he abated British invasion by refusing the trade affairs. He engineered the end of slavery with his Emancipation Proclamation and his order that an army protect and create former slaves. He also encouraged border states to outlaw slavery and promoted the 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution, which outlawed slavery across the country. Lincoln managed his own successful re-election campaign. He thought to heal the war-torn nation through reconciliation on April 14, 1865, just day after the war end, and affirmatix Lincoln when attending a play at Ford Theater with his wife Mary when he was assassinated by Confederate. From Fasida John Wilker Booth, his marriage had produced 4 sons, 2 of whom preceded him in days with severe emotional impact upon him and Mary. Lincoln is remembered as a martyr hero of the United States, and he is consistently ranked as one of the greatest presidents in American history. Abraham Lincoln was born on February 12 in the year 1809. The second child of Thomas Lincoln and Nancy Hank Lincoln. In a war room, log cabin on Sinking Spring Farm near Hodgenville, Kentucky. He was a descendant of Samuel Lincoln, an Englishman who migrated from Hingham, Norfolk, to its namesake Hingham, Massachusetts, in the year 1638. The family then migrated west, passing through New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. Lincoln's paternal grandparent, his namesake Captain Abraham Lincoln, and wife Bathsheba, moved the family from Virginia to Jefferson County, Kentucky. The captain was killed in an Indian raid in the year 1786. His children include 8-year-old Thomas, Abraham's father, witnessed the attack. Thomas then worked at Old Job in Kentucky and Tennessee before the family settled in Hardin County, Kentucky, in the early 18s. The heritage of Lincoln's mother Nancy remained unclear, but it is widely assumed that she was the daughter of Lacy Hunk. Thomas and Nancy married on June 12 in the year 1806 in Washington County and moved to Elizabethtown, Kentucky. They had three children, Sarah, Abraham, and Thomas, who died an infant. Thomas Lincoln bought or leased farm in Kentucky before losing over 200 acres of his land in court dispute over property title. In the year 1816, the family moved to Indiana, where the land survives and titles were more reliable. Indiana was a free territory, and they settled in an unbroken forest in Hurricane Township, Ferry County, Indiana, in the year 1860. Lincoln noted that the family moved to Indiana was partly on account of slavery, but mainly due to land title difficulties. In Kentucky and Indiana, Thomas worked as a farmer, cabinet maker, and carpenter at various times. He owned farms, livestock, and town lot, fed taxes, sat on juries, appraised estate, and served on country patrol. Thomas and Nancy were members of separate Baptist church, which forbade alcohol, dancing, and slavery. Overcoming financial challenges, Thomas, in the year 1827, obtained clear title to 80 acres in Indiana, an area which became the Little Fajon Creek community. Let me move to Mother's Day of Abraham Lincoln. On October 5, 1818, Nancy Lincoln succumbed to milk sickness, leaving 11-year-old Sarah in charge of a household, including her father, 9-year-old Abraham, and Nancy, 19-year-old orphan cousin Dennis Hanks. 10 years later, on January 20, 1828, Sarah died while giving birth to stillborn son, devastated Lincoln. On December 2, 1819, Thomas married Sarah Bush Johnston, a widow from Elizabethtown, Kentucky, with three children of her own. Abraham became close to his stepmother and called her mother. Lincoln disliked the hard labor associated with farm life. His family even said he was lazy for all his reading, scribbling, writing poetry, etc. His stepmother acknowledged he did not enjoy physical labor but loved to read. Education and moved to Illinois. Lincoln was mostly self-educated, except for some schooling from itinerant teachers of less than 12 months aggregate. He persisted as an avid reader and retained a lifelong interest in learning. Family, neighbors, and schoolmates recalled that his reading included the King James Bible, John Bunyan's The Pilgrim's Progress, Daniel Defoe's Robinson Crusoe, and autobiography on Benjamin Franklin. As 18, Lincoln took responsibility for chores and customarily gave his father all earning from work outside the home until he was 21. Lincoln was tall, strong, and athletic, and he became adept of using an axe. He gained a reputation for strength and audacity after winning a wrestling match with the renowned leader of ruffians known as the Clarice Grove Boys. In March 1830, fearing another milk sickness outbreak, several members of the extended Lincoln family, including Thomas, moved west Illinois, a free state, and settled in Macomb County. Abraham then became increasingly distant from Thomas, in fact due to his father's lack of education. In 1831, as Thomas and other family preferred to move to a new homestead in Collins County, Illinois, Abraham struck out on his own. He made his home in New Salem, Illinois, for 6 years. Lincoln's and some friends took goods and flatboat to New Orleans, Louisiana, where he was first exposed to slavery. Marriage and children of Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln's first romantic interest was Anne Rutledge, who he met when he moved to New Salem by 1835. They were a relationship but not formally engaged. She died on August 25 in the year 1835, most likely of typhoid fever in the early 1830s. He met Mary Owen from Kentucky. Late in the year 1836, Lincoln agreed to a match with Owens if she returned to New Salem. Owens arrived that November and he courted her for a time. However, the boys had second thoughts. On August 16, 1837, he wrote Owens a letter saying he would not blame her if she ended the relationship, and she never replied. In the year 1839, Lincoln met Mary Todd in Springfield, Illinois, and the following year they became engaged. She was the daughter of Robert Smith Todd, a wealthy lawyer and businessman in Lexington, Kentucky. A wedding set for January 1st, 1841 was cancelled at Lincoln's request, but they reconciled and married on November 4, 1842 in the Springfield mansion of Mary's sister. While anxiously preparing for the nuptials, he was asked where he was going and replied, "To hell." I suppose in 1844, the couple bought a house in Springfield near his law office. Mary kept house with the help of a hair servant and relative. Lincoln's one affectionate husband and father of four sons, though his work regularly kept him away from home. Oldest Robert Todd Lincoln was born in 1843 and was the only child to live to maturity. Edward Baker Lincoln, known as A.D., born in 1846, died February 1st, 1850, probably of tuberculosis. Lincoln's third son, Willie Lincoln, was born on December 21st, 1850, and died of a fever at the White House on February 20, 1862. The youngest, Thomas Todd Lincoln, was born on April 4, 1853, and survived his father but died of heart failure at age 18 on July 16, 1871. Lincoln was remarkably fond of children, and the Lincolns were not considered to be strict with their own. In fact, Lincoln's law partner, William H. Hardon, would grow irritated when Lincolns would bring his children to the law office. Their father, it seems, was often too absorbed in his work to notice his children's behavior. Haddon's recounted, "I have felt many and many a time that I wanted to wring their little necks, and yet out of respect for Lincoln's, I kept my mouth shut." Lincoln did not note what his children were doing or had done. The deaths of their sons, Eddie and Willie, had profound effect on both parents. Lincoln suffered from melancholy, a condition now thought to be clinical depression. Later in life, Mary struggled with the stresses of losing her husband and son, and Robert committed her for a time to an asylum in 1875. More on politics view. On foreign and military policy, Lincoln spoke against the Mexican-American War, which he imputed to President James K. Polk. Desire for military glory, that attractive rainbow, the rise and shower of blood, he supported the Wilton Proviso, a failed proposal to ban slavery in any U.S. territory won from Mexico. Lincoln emphasized his opposition to Polk by drafting and introducing his support resolution. The war had begun with Mexican slaughter and American soldiers in territory disputed by Mexico, and Polk insisted that Mexican soldier had invaded our territory, had shed the blood of our fellow citizen of our soil. Lincoln demanded that Polk show Congress the exact spot on which blood had been shed and prove that the spot was on American soil. The resolution was ignored in both Congress and the national papers, and it caused Lincoln political support in his district. One Illinois newspaper derisively nicknamed him Sporty Lincoln. Lincoln's later regret some of his statements, especially his attack on presidential war-making power. Finally, on health matter, Lincoln is believed to have had depression, smallpox, and malaria. He took blue mass pills, which contained mercury, to treat constipation. It is unknown to what extent he may have suffered from mercury poisoning. Several claims had been made that Lincoln's health was declining before the assassination. These are often based on photographs of Lincoln appearing to show weight loss and muscle wasting. It is also suspected that might have had a rare genetic disease such as Marfan syndrome or multiple endocrine neophilia type.